The United States highest court says the government's Environmental Protection Agency can and should regulate carbon dioxide and other pollutants that cars produce. Until the Supreme Court stepped in, the EPA had declined to set limits on automobile exhaust gases, widely seen as a major factor in global warming. The ruling is a rebuff for the Bush administration and a major victory for environmentalists. David Hawkins of the Natural Resource Defense Council.
This opinion is a huge hammer blow in favor of doing something about global warming. The opinion says that the Bush administration has basically gotten the law wrong.
The Environmental Agency has contended it lacks the authority to regulate new cars' gas emissions. But in a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court said such action is a federal responsibility. The ruling notes that U.S. vehicles are by no means the biggest source of the atmospheric pollution, but the billions of tons of carbon dioxide they produce every year are a meaningful part of the global warming trend. Again, David Hawkins.
We think this decision is an overdue wake-up call. We think it will force action.
The court ruling does not order any specific regulatory action, but legal analysts say it opens the door for future cases that may do so. Senator Barbara Boxer says lawmakers on Capitol Hill will be watching the administration closely.
If they don't do what they need to do, and they have the power to do, we will do it with them or for them.
The government had questioned whether it was authorized to regulate automobile emissions, but White House Deputy Press Secretary Dana Perino says,
now the Supreme Court has settled that matter for us, and we're going to have to take a look at and analyze it and see where we go from there.
The auto industry says emissions regulations will take years to implement and could raise the cost of every new vehicle thousands of dollars. Myron Ebel of the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
Prices will go up, and in the end, it's not the companies, it's the consumers that will be paying more.
Scientists working with the United Nations are preparing to release a major report on the impact of global climate change, following up their recent finding that human activity and the burning of fossil fuels is warming the planet. Paul Sisko, VOA News.